Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
That is outrageous.
On 97.3 The Fan.
How would you like to win a $500 gift card to Sprouts Farmers Markets from 97.3 The Fan? Well, you can with the Radio.com app contest. Last day, though, June 29th. Just download the Radio.com app. Do it today. Favorite 97.3 The Fan and hit play. You can still be entered to win that $500 gift card from Sprouts Farmers Markets. Go to our website, 97.3thefansd.com, for more details. And we'll see. Now we get to our three stories that make you shake your head. Don't do this. And I'll start. You always hate it when you see a guy fall through the cracks.
Yeah, man.
And that's what apparently has happened to former Los Angeles Dodgers outfielder Andrew Tolles. You remember Andrew Tolles?
I do.
He actually came up as a young player and was kind of a big star. Had a great second half of the season, playoffs for the Dodgers.
Yep.
Back in 2017.
One of those guys where you look at it, you're like, where the hell did this guy come from? Which
exactly.
We always do with the Dodgers.
Too many guys.
Another example of just the depth of that organization.
Yeah.
And they were kind of expecting some big things from him. And I hadn't heard much about Andrew Tolles until this story over the weekend.
But then he suffered a knee injury, spent most of 2018 at AAA, and then just didn't show up to spring camp in 2019 last year. Which obviously was a big red flag. And apparently Andrew Tolles has been having some, anxiety, mental issues. But over the weekend, sheriff's deputies in Florida, Monroe County, detained Andrew Tolles and charged him with trespassing. Jail records show Tolles appeared to be homeless when he was arrested on a misdemeanor charge. Bond set at $500. Just sad. The guy
very
who
sad.
Was kind of... just had such a promising baseball career.
It just
and
goes,
he's still just 28 years old.
Well, it just goes to show you, I mean, just how serious and heavy the mental health is, Ben, and the anxiety that he faced. And, somebody put out kind of a checklist over the weekend of some things he'd been through since he's gotten, into baseball. I mean, when you read through it, you're like, all right, yeah, this guy needs help. He needs help right now. So, you hate to see him get arrested for that, but hopefully he could get him some help that he needs. But that was just a gnarly, gnarly story. And, of course, everyone's sharing the...
I didn't know this about him. So he was the Tampa Bay Rays minor league player of the year back in 2013. They released him, though, in 2015. He was having some problems back then.
Yep.
He was working the early morning shift in the frozen food section of a grocery store.
Yeah, man.
When the Dodgers
got him, yeah.
And then he came up and made the big leagues and was, like, starting for the Dodgers in the outfield during the 2016 playoffs. And then it's all kind of unraveled again for Andrew Tolles.
Yeah, so hopefully he gets the help he needs. This is a pretty gnarly story. I hadn't seen this until this morning, but NBA superstar Ja Morant, Ben, went a little too far on his Instagram. And, one of the things with all of the protests that's going on, and of course, the Black Lives Matter movement, as it were, one thing you can't do is you can certainly lash out at the police that are involved in some of these incidents, right? And that's okay. Those are bad police officers. To make blanket statements, F the police and all that, it's just, you can't do it. And it doesn't make sense to do it. They're not all bad, right? And for Ja Morant to essentially on his Instagram do exactly that, you're in for it. You're really, really in for it. So there's the slang for that, Benny, is like it's called F12, F12. And that kind of means, screw the police, I guess. And he reshared it on his Instagram. The back of his jersey said F-U, and it spelled it out 12. And he said, nah, for real, though, 100. I want that on my jersey. dude, you can't do that. Because they had been talking in the NBA about letting players potentially put messages on the back of their jersey, supporting the causes that they believe in, which in and of itself is probably going to be a huge, huge issue in the next few weeks if that does happen. But he did put it on there and say, yeah, this is what I want. Bro, you got to think that through, Ja Morant. You're a huge, huge name in the NBA. And he did take it down eventually and said, I want to first apologize for reposting something that didn't clearly and accurately convey what I wanted to share. Well, that you reposted it, but you also put your own comment on it. Said, yes, I want this. This is what I want my jersey to say. And then he says, my post was intended to focus on the bad cops who get away with the murder of unarmed black men and women and those who continue to harass peaceful Black Lives Matter protesters. I know there are good cops, one, two, out there. I know some, a few are family. I'm thankful to the cops at Murray State who took care of me and the cops who continue to watch over me with the Grizzlies. We need good cops to step up and make sure other cops are not abusing their power. Yes, absolutely, you're absolutely accurate in that. You cannot repost a jersey that says F12 on the back and say, this is what I want my jersey to say. Because you're not going to be able to convey your long message in that.
Yeah, is it?
You see that and think, oh, okay, F the police.
Is basically. It possible to think at the same time that we need serious systemic change
yeah.
and reform?
Yes.
But also know that there are some really good police officers out there. And sometimes it breaks my heart for them.
No doubt it does.
You know, seeing all the criticism and stuff they're taking. And, of course, I feel the same way the other way, where, you know, people have legitimate concerns and complaints and, have been the subject of brutality
yep.
for a very long time that has not been fair. And something does need to change. But you should just throw a blanket over every single
You can't
cop.
Do it. You just can't.
Can't yeah.
And you especially can't put it on your Instagram if you're Ja Morant. You just can't do it.
All right. Finally, this is kind of an update of a story that had been big a few months ago. And then, of course, everything in the pandemic happened. You kind of forgot about it until yesterday when the NFL fined the New England Patriots, stunner here, $1.1 million, took away their third-round draft pick in 2021 after the whole filming of the sideline
yeah.
scandal with the Bengals during the game on December 8th. It was a crew that was supposed to be up in the press box filming an advanced scout. It was a series called Do Your Job, where the Patriots were basically, you know, kind of behind the scenes. Like, what's a day in the life of
yeah.
an advanced scout? So they had a crew up there. It's like, hey, he's watching the Bengals for their next game. They're playing the Browns. The Browns credentialed him and said, yeah, go ahead. You shoot your little story. But, of course, during the game, the guy was shooting the Bengals sideline.
Oh, that's right.
Which you're not supposed to be doing. And while the Patriots then said, oh, we were never even going to look at this. This wasn't what you think. They still ended up getting in quite a bit of trouble, losing a third-round draft pick because of it and being fined $1.1 million. One of those repeat offender type punishments, I would say.
I mean, and it just, and the beat goes on, and you're like, oh, okay. Isn't that so weird?
Well, I will say this. If you are the New England Patriots, you already have a reputation. How can it not be drilled? If you're trying to do things the right way, how can it not be drilled into every video employee that you have?
But it goes back
every to every single rule that the NFL has about video.
Dude,
do not shoot the sideline is pretty simple. It's a simple one to avoid, and they didn't avoid it.
It goes back to one of the biggest questions on Ben and Woods ever. Based on what we saw for the punishment for the Houston Astros and what they did and what they got away with and what they didn't get away with, worth it or not? So as far as the Patriots are concerned, they're like, okay, bang us for $1 million, a draft pick we probably were going to trade anyway because we really don't care. And, if it helps us win a Super Bowl.
But they didn't win the Super Bowl last year.
They didn't, but, I mean, if it's that's been their whole mentality.
Had they won the Super Bowl last year and the punishment would have been a third-round draft pick and $1.1 million,
totally worth it.
They would have said, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
But if you don't win the Super Bowl, that can start to add up if you're cheating, not getting anywhere with it, and continuing to suffer the consequences at the same time.
They somehow do things like this all the time, and it's almost just like, well, that's the Patriots. That's what they do. And we just move on. It's crazy.
The NFL also banned the videographer David Mondillo.
Yeah, Fall Guy.
Yeah, he was the Fall Guy.
Yeah, Fall Guy.
He's still banned, at least until further notice.
Incredible.
From the NFL.
Just incredible. And we go on and on with the Patriots every time. And it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me as much as what the Astros did at all. Not even close.
And that is Don't Do This for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Speaking of Don't Do This, Woods, was one Padres player putting the season in jeopardy before it even started. We'll discuss the video that was floating around social media and Padres Twitter over the weekend involving Austin Hedges. That's coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.